So this is not me speaking. This is like multiple professional people and band directors talking, is that it's like one of the hardest instruments to learn.
So
he says.
Guys, is that coming from French horn or professionals or?
From everyone.
From everyone.
Everyone.
Oh, okay.
Multiple professional people.
Right. If you can buzz, you can play the French horn.
I'm sorry, guys, but she plays a woodwind. If you can play one woodwind, you can play all the other ones. Oh, I'm not trying to start beef, guys.
Max.
52,000 amazing students.
9,000 dedicated staff.
96 schools and programs. The largest and most diverse school district in Nebraska. The Bunnies.
The Bison.
The Vikings. The Bears.
The Wolverines.
The Huskies. The Eagles.
OPS proud.
OPS proud and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.
Music has the power to inspire, and for 75 years, the All City Music Festival has done just that. I'm Superintendent Matthew Ray, and I'm proud to celebrate this incredible milestone for the Omaha Public Schools. This February, over 1,000 students will take to the stage at the Holland Performing Arts Center, coming together from across our district to share their talent and hard work. To mark the occasion, they'll perform brand new, never-before-heard pieces created just for this event. Our team sat down with three North High students to talk about the audition process, how they prepared, and what this experience means to them.
My name is Daniel. I play a good amount of percussion instruments, so like mallets, snare drum, bass drum, all the toys like tambourine, stuff like that. And I play drum set, predominantly jazz drum set.
I'm Makaya, and I play the clarinet, the flute, the piccolo, the alto sax, the trumpet, the guitar, and the piano.
My name's Max. I do trumpet, horn. I used to play violin, but I won't count that. And then I dabble in a little bit of alto sax and clarinet.
For everyone, it's different. For percussion, at least, we have to actually audition for timpani, bells, or mallets, and snare. Just like preparing for that, I think, is somewhat challenging because we have to go through scales, we have to go through snare drum etudes, and so there's a lot to prepare for. Then we actually get a workout with like our peers at the three rehearsals. So like now we have to actually lock in. And every single year that I've done it, we've always knocked it out of the park, I feel.
I feel like clarinet is one of the more challenging instruments to audition on. The scales and then your chromatic scales, they expect you to go all the way up to the top note, starting from your lowest note. And having that type of range is, it takes a lot of work. And then also all of your scales are double octave. So it's a little bit more. Because clarinet is one of the higher sounding instruments, it gets a lot of the melody. So the excerpts that we practice from for audition are the hardest parts in the entire piece. So having to make it work with people who are different than you. I do enjoy them, but we're like completely different. And so we're sat next to each other and it's like mesh your sound blend, like play as one. And it's a lot harder than I think is anticipated.
For me personally, finding the voice is cool when I go to All City or other honor bands because I'm the only horn here in our band. You get to meet so many amazing people, and especially in my section, I see them everywhere. So you see them at marching band once it starts up again. You see them at other honor bands. It's very fun. I don't know. You just get to meet all these cool people.
Daniel had said something about the presentation of it, like with seeing your peers on the stage. And I think it's like amplified even more because everyone is in their marching uniform. I think that's like a really cool part of that. It truly shows like the cohesiveness of OPS when you see all of these different uniforms from every single OPS school.
Yeah, the Holland, it's very different than like really any place going in every single time. And I bet you guys could agree. It's kind of breathtaking just to see how it looks like from the stage perspective than when you're sitting there watching a concert. Every single time I go, it's like as if I'm going for the first time. It's just very cool to see. Like, it's not only hearing us play because it sounds different in the Holland, but it's nice seeing, you know, the whole audience as well at the day of the concert. Knowing that everyone there seated is wanting to hear us, that's also pretty special.
Like what Daniel was saying, I think it's so cool just to be able to like have the ability to go and play there.
And who can really say they've played at the Holland? That's kind of that's like an achievement for a lot of people. So just like when you're telling someone, hey, like they ask, hey, what'd you do last weekend? Oh, I played at the Holland. Like that's not thrown lightly, I feel.
It's a very special memory and moment for you.
Having a band director so passionate about what they do and like so interested in the good of the students is like absolutely amazing. And now I play all of these instruments all because of Bach.
Ooh, yes. Bach has definitely played a fundamental role in helping us all get better.
Throughout middle school, I was really passionate about drumming and percussion. But freshman year, I was like, well, I don't know if I really want to do this. Like, I think I'm just going to end band. Like, I don't see the point. And I remember sending 5 emails to Miss Bach, who was going to be the incoming band director my sophomore year. I was like, hey, I know I was signed up, but I'm not going to do band. They just convinced me to like come back. And I'm honestly very grateful for that because I think I've come so far from my freshman year. And so I can't see how my life would have turned out if I just didn't, if I just quit band completely. So I'm very grateful for that.
In addition to that, Bach is just a funny person. Makes every part enjoyable. They know they've been doing it for a long time. They used to teach at Burke. They just bring so much energy and like passion into their job, which makes it all worthwhile.
More Than Hashtags, the OPS Proud podcast, is produced by Omaha Public Radio. Looking for more information on this episode? Visit KIOS.org and search for More Than Hashtags.
OPS Proud.
OPS Proud and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.